14, it says. It's document number one. Says Chris Kellogg's going to give the report. Document number one, tab 14.
Okay, this is going to be a very relatively short presentation, considering that it's going to cover the range of alternatives that the council is going to approve. And this will be the document that you will be working off of to approve the range of alternatives. There is not a more detailed document because it's basically, I think we can do it from on a conceptual basis, and the PDT will flesh these out. Okay. I want to quickly review the goals of the amendment. It's Amendment 3. It's to bring the Red Crab FMP in compliance with the new Magnuson Act requirements, particularly ACLs and AMs. A second goal is to consider management measures to improve Red Crab management. Three, adopt an ABC control rule if feasible. Currently, we have an interim ABC due to the data-poor nature of the red crab resource. I think you're all familiar with that. And also, this amendment will include specifications for fishing years 2012 through 2013. In terms of Magnuson MSA compliance, one of the requirements is to consider some of the new the definitions that apply to the management unit, ACLs and AMs, and we've mentioned the ABC control rule. To clarify what the management unit terms will be, there's nothing new here. The target stock is deep sea red crab. Non-target species, because bycatch is not perceived to be an issue in this fishery, although the PDT will look at what bycatch data there is. There are no non-target species, and also there are no ecosystem component species. Also, because the fishery takes place well offshore, there are no state-federal issues involving setting ACLs. So that makes things pretty simple. Relationship of management reference points, I don't think we need to go through this. You know, this is the Rainbow Coalition graph for ACs and ABCs. Options for the ACL and ACT, at this point, the PDT hasn't recommended a specific approach. They're the standard where we have OFL greater than or equal to ABC, and that greater than or equal to ACL. The other option is to include an ACT. So in that case, the ABC would be, it actually should be specified as greater than or equal to the ACL. Item number two. This presentation has been modified slightly, partially as a result of the PDT meeting that occurred last week, since the presentation was distributed to the council. So the changes will be notified, will be highlighted in blue. So one of the changes, another option is to specify a TAL, total allowable level of landings, that we used in the skate plan, and that to clarify the difference between catch and landings. And that's been a recommendation of the regional office, when they've looked at the work that the PDT has done, they suggested that that would be would clarify the relationships and reduce confusion. AM alternatives, the proactive ones would be to give NIMS the authority to close the fishery when it projected the catch would reach the ACL, and there's an ACT as still an option. Reactive AMs would be to pay back the excess catch over the ACL in the next period, and another reactive measure would be to pay back excess catch over the ACT. These are still options at this point. Goal two would be to consider measures that would improve red crab management. We'll briefly go over the current management system. I think most of you know red crab's management management is based on days at sea controls based on a target TAC. The total days at sea are divided equally by the number of active permits. And the plan has options so that if there's a change in the number of permits, NIMS can be notified and the days at sea allocated to each vessel can be adjusted. Permit holders are not allowed to transfer days at sea. There's a possession limit of 75,000 pounds per trip. Trap limits are 600. There's a maximum trap size. There's a prohibition on the landing of females with the exception of possessing one tote. And the FMP currently calls for three-year specifications and a safe report every 3 years with an annual review by the PDT. Goals three and four, adopt APC control rule if feasible. We've pretty much covered this, and in terms of specifications for the fishing years 2012 through 2013, that will be added after the ABC is approved by the council. Basically, the timetable. Oops, we're missing. I think we skipped over one of the. These are the alternatives that would improve the management measures. One is to replace the target TAC and days at sea with a hard tack to allow the fleet to operate more efficiently. Also under consideration is replacement or elimination of an IVR requirement. A separate item is consider replacing trip limits. Another item is to consider allowing the landings of females, and that could be something that is done after some experimental fishing research is done, and it is at this point it's important to add so that that can be possibly add so that we wouldn't have as many procedural hurdles to go through if it turns out that that's a good way to go. Another possible option, and this one's a little controversial, right now the regional office does not think this is a good idea, is to carry forward any ACL or really possibly ACT shortfall up to some percentage of ACL. That's still under discussion by the PDT. And the final option is to reconsider the annual review requirements. And the reason for the final option is because we're not going to get, this is a data poor fishery. We only had two red crab surveys. So at this point, we don't have any stock status information that's available annually. All we have is landings information. And at this point, there's no way of really looking at landings per unit effort. We don't have a system for really measuring changes in landings per unit effort. And finally, just to touch base, these are the final goals, and we went over those. And that's it. I'll go through the timetable, approve the range of alternatives today. In March, the SSC will hopefully recommend a control rule or an AVC. April, we would hope to have the council approve the alternatives for public hearing and with final approval in June for the amendment measures.
Rip, then Terry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to keep us focused, I would make a motion that the council approve the range of alternatives to be considered in Amendment 3 to the Red Crab FMP.
Is there a second? Seconded by Dave Preble. Discussion on the motion? Terry.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Chris, slide 9. The measure that that the agency flagged was one that caught my eye, the carrying forward of the ACL. When is the PDT going to meet to consider what percentage that might be?
Well, the PDT has had some preliminary discussions of that, and they want to see whether this is being done in any other fishery in the U.S., and they haven't specified a percentage yet, so...
You certainly will anticipate having the percentage before the April meeting when we need to approve it.
Oh yeah, I think you would. Yeah. You would have to, and I think that's going to be an ongoing point of discussion between PDT and the service. Also, depending on what the timing is of the hopefully we will have a committee meeting between the time of before the final approval of management or before the approval of the alternatives for public hearings.
Chris, I'm hoping this is just a typo, but the on a couple of the slides it says this establishes specifications for 2012 through 2013. Shouldn't that be 2011? We don't have anything for 2011.
I think that's a good point.
Okay, thanks.
Is that a
well,
yes?
Looking up further ahead down the road in the future, Pat, trying to be forward-looking.
Sally?
Yeah, Chris, I didn't quite hear what you said about TAL's total allowable landing. Is that, I assume that that's a relic that's going to go away with these updates to get the fishery in compliance with Magnuson?
Actually, not in the sense that to make the plan a little clearer, the regional office has suggested that we explicitly include a TAL in addition to an ACT, so that we have a very clear delineation between the landings and the discards as catch components.
Okay, so they'd both still be there.
They'd both still be there, yeah. And in that case, the TAL would be less than the ACT, if under an ACT option. If there's no ACT, then the TAL would be less than the ACL.
Anything further from the council? Dr. Weinberg.
Clarification from Chris. You had said something that I think that there were no LPUE data, and I wondered if you could clarify what you meant by that, because I know there's got to be something.
There is LPUE data, but I'm not sure that it's how standardized it is. I looked at Dick. There's no... Dick, I'm not sure. I had said that I didn't think that there was good standardized LPUE data for the fishery, and maybe you can clarify that. I mean, obviously there is LPUE data.
Yeah, I think, of course, the vessels fill out VTRs. The problem seemed to be that during the last stock assessment, nobody seems to look at red crabs until there's some scheduled event. And the last stock assessment, Andy Applegate, looked into the VTI data and tried to figure out landings per unit of effort, and he found that some of the captains were reporting in different ways that made it difficult. You couldn't just, you know, add up numbers and divide and come out with what you wanted. You had to figure out what each captain was doing. And so Andy did that, and then after the stock assessment, that all stopped, and kind of everybody seemed to go on about their business, interpreting things as they wanted to. And since that time, I don't think anybody's really looked at the data. And so the problem that we face is we need to get a standard protocol that the scientists agree to that makes it easy to use that data and just pump out numbers rather than somebody facing it and saying, oh, my gosh, we've got to do something, and what does it all mean again, and figuring it all out and talking to the captains and seeing what they were recording and things. So that's why it's been troublesome in the past, but I would think that we can straighten that out.
I think my statement's kind of a overgeneralization, Jim, and that would be discussed under the option of what would be a good period for having a review, whether it should be annually or we should do a multi-year review.
Mr. Williams, is there anything you want to add? You like everything you see? Okay. Anyone on the council? Anything further on the motion? Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Unanimous at 15-0. Anything else under Red Crab?
Nothing else to report.
Thank you. Okay, we're moving on to our next agenda item. It's open period for public comment. This is an opportunity for the public to provide brief comments on items relevant to council business but not otherwise listed on the agenda. Anyone in the audience? Anyone in the audience? Okay, that concludes our open period for public comment. On to other business. Any council member have any other business to bring forward today? To bring forward today. To bring forward today. To bring forward today. To bring